We also have another guest to speak with right here in the studio. He didn't have to call in.
The last of the incarcerated peace campers is in the studio right now.
Currently known.
What name do you want to go by?
Whatever.
How are you feeling?
Sleepy.
Yeah. You got some regular sleep there for a while, right? You were in for 2 weeks or so.
It was the only legal place in California, apparently.
Yeah, that's, you're quite a unique statistic and phenomena. You know, got out on such little bail.
No, it was a lot of bail. No, it was
50 grand there for a while. I didn't quite have that.
What we're talking about is...
Yeah, what do you want to go by on this?
Well, my name's in the paper.
Because so. I guess it might as well, yeah.
So anyway, yeah, my lawyer...
This is Gary.
My lawyer was in for 50 grand bail and had to have a lawyer help him turn it down to $110. They eventually decided on...
I was lower yours, too.
Well, that's when Ed got out and could get me out by lowering my bail from a whole bunch of money, like $50,000 to $110.
I think they did them both together.
No. They ran them around... to get me out.
Well, he had to look up the minute order. He was telling me to. He said it had always been that, and I was thinking, wait a minute, I could have got him out 2 weeks ago. Or
No, he couldn't. And then they ran him back and forth between Watsonville and Santa Cruz a couple times.
Yeah, because they had told me they had to look it up what the proper bail was for this serious crime of lodging 647E. At first, the judge thought it was so serious, it required a $50,000 bail, but it turns out it's only $110 bail.
Well, he was upset.
I'm always curious, how did fellow inmates look at that? Like, did they know you, and did they even think, why are you in jail?
Some people know me. There's the county jail step, which is a lot of temporaries, and then once my court step was done, it was down to Watsonville, where there's, you know, people going to be there for a while, people. So, yeah, you know, they're mostly like, what?
Yeah. Did they all move away from me when you told them it was logic?
They're on the group W bench.
Until you said creating a public nuisance.
Okay, well, yeah, that's pretty much it. But, you know, the incredulous is like, what? Sleeping? And then 6 months, you know.
Get a good night's sleep here.
There's people doing real stuff doing less than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta say, there's definitely a lot of steps to getting incarcerated, arrested. So when they first walk up, the best book in the law library is a red book, Police Misconduct, Law and Litigation. Everyone should read that book. So that they come up to you, you give them your name, right? Your proper name.
You gotta give them your true name.
True name, no screwing around. And
you lie to a cop, boom, that's a...
Or make
crime.
A joke. It's like airports. Don't make
jokes.
No,
you can't make a joke because they don't have a sense of humor. It's depending on that.
Their job description. And so after you give them a name, then it's just take me to a magistrate or can I go and no, I suppose, or just nothing.
Or you could let them see your ID. They can take you in to prove your identity, but you don't have to show them an ID.
And yeah.
Makes your life easier.
And then once you get in jail, don't sit anywhere that's not yours and don't, like, touch anything that's not yours, and read a lot, and sleep, which was what I was doing.
Yeah, you had to catch up there.
And you don't get in a lot of trouble. So.
Yeah, just keep your nose. Yeah. Stay out of other people's stuff.
Because it's summertime, and the cops are busy arresting people for... apparently not putting in meters. What's this gang activity I heard about? PG&E's rolling around. They're not rolling in colors anymore. They're hiding out. And then.
Well, they hire a separate company, too, and then they... They don't even use those cars because everybody knows them.
So. Everybody knows them, and the neighborhood's got the watch out on them, and still.
There's almost a hit and run today. PG&E truck almost hit Josh.
The guy was just on, yeah, he almost got
almost
hit.
They're mad at him. Dangerous weapon. Wow. And where's ice when you need him? So, yeah, I was sleeping and got out. Why is that news? I think because they freaked out at City Hall is probably why it's news. They made fun of us when we were at the courthouse, and when we got to City Hall,
they
want to
watch
out.
You sleep and eat. But
well, the thing of it is I read on the threads on Indy Bay and stuff on the homeless issues, and our detractors say, "Oh, you lost, so you got busted." But really, when you lose, you win because of the 6 month for sleeping. Oh. you know, publicity value of that. It makes the other side look for what they are, evil and degenerate.
I think the specific term is vindictive.
Vindictive and just, you know, out of touch, really, an illegitimate form of power that should be removed.
But I was sleeping. You know, it's a little tiny thing. This is just a small, tiny cog in this big, gigantic, I mean, the problems with the corporations that we were talking about earlier.
The times that you were given these citations, are there four times for lodging at the county?
647 paren, small e paren, which
were you actually asleep when they came by?
It's county and city. They both hit you with two lodging tickets.
Oh, two
no,
and two?
No, I got one at the courthouse, and then when I got... I was in jail when they moved to City Hall, and then from then on, it was...
You got three misdemeanors at
City Hall. City?
Hmm.
Although, some of them, I think, were after made up, like, in October or later.
The lodging
ones. They were kind of adding it on as they went.
I was looking at the Berkeley. That's what they use is the lodging. They don't have a separate city ordinance.
Oh, so they use that on everybody.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll win on appeal, and then they won't be able to do that to anybody. But, yeah.
Unless it gets changed.
If we lose the appeal, I'm going to do the rest of the 6 months I've already done well with.
But you'll get out first because you were in 2 days longer than Ed. And
yeah.
two weeks over Coletta and Art.
Mm. And I did time before that when they arrested me, but they didn't give me credit for that.
They didn't?
No. It's probably judges discretion. Oh, and apparently law in a courtroom is the judges.
Up to a certain point. Well, he can abuse his discretion.
Yeah, so they got a lot of leeway. So beware of that when you get arrested, too. So tell them your name and don't tell them squat after that. And then go to jail and just sit there and relax and pay attention. But don't, like, just obey the guards and pay attention and you'll be all right. And eventually you'll get a little paranoid and wonder, like, why are they having that long discussion about somebody's crime? Is that, like, a cop working in here that's trying to get somebody to confess to crime?
They do
in
that.
Jail.
You should never talk about your crimes.
They got
in jail.
Recordings and just assume. Yeah. Just shut up
assume,
and read a book.
Yeah, exactly. Never talk about your crime anywhere, really. Because then that's an admission, boom, you're guilty.
And make a list if you want people to visit you because there's going to be a form.
Yeah.
And you're going to need, like, their contact info. And you can only change it once a month. So the first time you fill it out, the next time you change it, it's going to be 30 days later.
Oh, they need your license ID, too, number.
There was a big, long...
Yeah, that's what she said to me. I was going to come in and see you. And then it's like, oh, that shit? I don't know. it's to discourage visitors, I imagine.
So if you know you're going to get arrested, make that list up ahead of time because you're going to, you know.
Yeah.
And, get your S number, that's what they call it here in Santa Cruz, S pound, some digits, and then people can put money on your books. Money on your books is good because they've got a captured market where they give you a little bit of food.
The thing is, though,
if
you
you're
have
a player,
some.
You can buy food or get food from somebody else. There's like a whole marketplace with the trade thing.
Yeah,
you want money on your books.
Well, you can do just the stamps and stuff, you know, to mail out. But I was asking about that. I said, if I put some money on his books, he's got some, like, fines from previous tickets. Is that going to get taken out of the money I put in there? And she goes, yeah. I go, well, I'm not putting any money in that machine.
She wouldn't know.
Well, she seemed to know.
It doesn't happen yet because when you put in $20, which apparently is there's a machine at the sheriff's office, the jail. And so tell your friends your S number and they can go down there and they have to use $20 bills and they just go up to the machine. Apparently you don't need an ID or nothing.
Yeah.
It's scared some people. Put in 20, put in the S number, and I don't know the rest, but... Boom, then you got like $17 because they grabbed three right off the bat.
No, I figured it was a burn of some kind.
And then you get these, you know, products that are the shrinky dink kind, like an airline snack deal, that are a little bit overpriced because, you know, price of real food, and there's tax on it too. So, yeah, the money goes pretty quick.
But like in Wattsville, it's like those duty-free shops at the airport or something.
But in Wattsville, they're nice because they'll grab $375 right out the...
Can you get, like, souvenirs? I was in the Santa Cruz jail, you know,
no, you cannot keep those shirts. You cannot. Apparently, if you have a Santa Cruz County jail shirt, an orange one, or...
No, I meant in the gift shop there that they...
Gift shop?
No, they're a ticket, apparently, like a bad one, so don't think you're being
funny. Yeah, no, I don't mean that. I meant like a T-shirt. Since they sell a bunch of gifts in this little high-priced store.
Sure, but I feel like I have to do a public service. If you're going to get arrested, and if you're in Santa Cruz, you will. There's a joke, apparently. Arrive on vacation... Leave on probation, return on extradition.
As return on a warrant.
Because, you know, it's that time of year. There's a lot of new people in town, too, so they think it's okay because they're new people. But travelers just get tickets and split.
Well, that's the thing. The laws are so ridiculous, the traveler is not expecting to get a ticket for what they get tickets for. You know, I just sit down, you know.
They will extradite because one of the protesters got a littering ticket down south, and they extradited her.
Yeah.
And she had to go all the way down there to deal with the delivery ticket to come back up here to deal with the rest of this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't think that's really what this is about. They want to know who you are, which somebody pointed out to me made really obvious. Yeah, the whole exercise is who are you. That's why they want to know your name so they can look up your energy usage and all that stuff.
They're gonna put, the homeless don't have homes. They're going to have to wear smart meters on their backs, you know, the backpacks, like, you know.
Santa Cruz is going to be all full of gates, and you have to put in a certain ID or a dollar, or, you know, $20 bill to go to a certain movie and go to a certain time.
Yeah.
It's already like that. Especially if you don't have any money, you notice a lot because there's very few places you can go. Like parks, just because, you know, how do you bust everybody in a park?
Right.
So everybody, if everybody did something that they say you can't, all in numbers and groups.
Well, that's how you stop it. I was sleeping.
And these kids are starting to hang around in groups of 10.
They've been here for decades.
They don't want to write 10 tickets, maybe.
Oh, you mean as far as how not to get tickets?
Safe's philosophy, right?
They try to break up groups so you can't, just talk to each other, you know.
Yeah,
try to
break that up. Peacefully assemble, yeah.
They don't want to say it's peaceful enough, so.
Oh, you can't stand in a parking lot. You can't keep yourself warm with a blanket at night, which is what started this kind of crap. You can't sleep from 11 p.m. to 8:30 a.m., which means at night. And
you can't lodge at any time.
At any time. Unless you're in jail, which costs, I heard that somebody said $70 a night?
Yeah, 77.
All right, so you can get a hotel for pretty cheap around here, especially in the winter, I would think. I haven't done it myself, but, you know, I hear you can get rates that are a lot lower than that. So with room service, and then the economy would be having a forward direction instead of a, you know, jail direction. It doesn't produce anything but people standing around going, no, or can I do that? You know, what kind of society is that?
I think you can lodge in the jail, because a friend of mine said he was really cold one night, and he went to the jail and said, I need to stay or I'll die or something. So they put him in, but then it's on his record ever after was lodging at the jail.
You're kidding.
It's Ray, you can ask him.
Wow. Yeah, I've experienced that before, standing around a bus station at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's really cold out, and they go ahead, stand in the police station.
Yeah, I did that before.
So apparently they have a monopoly position on sleep. They own it.
Yeah.
Well, they don't. I mean, we have a right. I mean, the Theodore Sedgwick said we have a right to get it, not only to sleep, but to get up and go to bed when we want to. So none of these shelters are adequate alternative because they make you go to bed at a certain time.
To me, that was the most ridiculous thing in the whole trial. Is in the initial, I think it was the initial brief, Sedgwick was quoted when they were framing what the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, "What are we gonna have to say? Like every little thing, like when a guy gets up and goes to sleep and." And the judge reversed that, saying, well, you know, that they would never, the exact opposite of the...
But they're all political rights, not personal rights.
Yeah, he apparently recognizes corporate rights and not individual.
There's the other thing of it. So, yeah, people are saying we won, we lost. But when you lose, you win. You do some time. And you notice everybody involved in the trial, it's a brand new judge. It's a junior DA, a junior city attorney, because the more politically savvy realize there's no win for them on this issue. The minute you're in jail, like they dropped the charges when you were in court the other day because you're already in jail. It just looks silly to give him some more charges. He hasn't been punished enough for sleeping. You know.
Wait, let me ask my lawyer.
It's a deep, gangster-filled pool where, you know, for decades, and, you know, you don't want to lift that rock. I was just sleeping, but there's quite a number of rocks and... At some point, somebody's going to start looking under them.
Oh, yeah, there's a soft machine in this city. I do think that under federal RICO laws, I think a lot of people could go to jail, and I'm talking about city officials who've been here a long time.
And so, you know, there's a history of it, and I'm sure every other place in everywhere probably has the same trips going on.
Oh, yeah, they're common.
But to, you know, make sleeping illegal seems pretty ridiculous, if you ask me.
It's not sleeping, it's lodging.
They're just preserving property power, the power of property to exclude you.
Yeah, well, we're already excluded. If you don't have money, there's very few places anywhere you can go. It's just a matter of time before breathing is, you know, going to be regulated, because if sleeping and eating, Food Not Bombs is getting busted again down in Florida or wherever it was. That guy robbed a bank for a dollar so he could get health coverage. Did you hear about that?
Honestly.
So, you know, breathing, I think, is pretty much blinking. Blinking, that's an involuntary thing.
Yeah.
Well, soon the middle class is going to be homeless. We're still in an upswing from the down thing, but then the final sea wave down is going to be very nasty. Then your middle class is going to be homeless, too, and that's when we will have civil war.
I think part of the problem right now that Santa Cruz is looking at is the disgruntled employees, because now the county and city people are getting laid off, too.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's just by nature, the people that get laid off aren't the connected ones. They're the, disposable ones that maybe know something and go, hey, you know what? Well, don't tell me, but tell somebody, because...
If I was a meter reader, I'd be mad.
If we all get up and stand up at the same time, you might think it's a movement.
Mm-hmm. Got any ideas how to get organized people to really do it together?
I think Freeze got the land idea right, because with property, people figure out the rest of it. If you had donuts and cigarettes, you could run, and coffee, guaranteed every morning, you could run a protest for years.
Yeah.
People would figure out all the rest, but you got to have a space to do it. You have to have a place to peacefully assemble, and there ain't much of that around here or anywhere else as far as I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys got screwed by the homeless service center, too. I mean, they claimed they had a couple beds open, so there went your guys' necessity defense. You didn't go up there and check and get those beds. But she also said they're at her discretion. They wouldn't have given them to you guys. It's just bullshit.
I didn't assume anything would be on our side.
Yeah. No, the judge is against you, the cops are against you, everything's against you.
There were some people that were supportive.
Well, I mean, the regular public's for you, but all the city were, all the government employees are against you
for the most part. I heard a rumor about when they were collecting the 110 for Ed, because Ed doesn't have no money, so he got his bail reduced to 110, and from what I heard, they're like, okay, now what do we do? And we got any money? So they're out in the hall trying to get $110 together. I hope they didn't get a ticket for panhandling.
I was there.
They were begging, actually. That's a misdemeanor. They're going
there
up to people.
Hey, you got some money for it?
No, I wasn't there. I don't know.
What
were they going to say? Not you're panhandling within 14 feet of the courtroom.
I forgot the point I was making, but...
It's not all the city workers, of course, but I mean, there's a lot of them.
Oh yeah,
They didn't get you guys for panhandling at the county.
Not yet. Yeah.
Well, that was the issue. The county, some county employees were threatened to sue for hostile works conditions because they felt hypothetically threatened because they had to walk by poor people every day. But they had a sheriff's escort.
Yeah.
Like, apparently that wasn't enough. So I always make the joke, so if you feel unsafe shopping downtown in Santa Cruz, just call the sheriffs and get an escort. But maybe that's only government employees that get that.
Certainly not PG&E employees. They're actively avoiding sheriff and police potentially. Isn't that conspiracy to commit a...
I don't know. Steve would tell me it's a civil code violation, so it isn't, you can't just arrest him right there. And so I don't know. It's something to work on, though, but I can't take on too many issues.
Well, I don't mean to bump anybody's show, but I'll keep talking about this sleeping stuff. It's 9 o'clock. I got another hour and a half to kill before, or no, 2 hours to kill before it's legal.
Illegal.
Oh, maybe I should take a nap.
Just have that.
We're in the Free the Land hour, and if you have questions or comments, call our number at 469-3119, and that'll leave someone else a chance to call in. And
what was that number?
469-3119.
469-3119.
Area code
831. It's also
First call 469-3119.
On radio.
Then if someone's calling, we'll give you the other number to call.
And on radio 101 or internet, whatever.
Stream at freakradio.org. And we're at 101.1 FM if you're within about 10 miles of this station.
And you're not getting stomped on by the Christian signal.
There's plenty of spaces for streaming now. So if
also, the shows are archived under Tangerine Dream Team and Free the Land at freakradio.org. Just go to the archive button.
Yeah, you could go. You can see the website and hear and get more information there. Donate.
We also have more room for streaming listeners.
We have room for more programmers.
Yeah, there's always room for more programmers. Get those canned shows off the radio and put all live DJs in there. Please help us out. We just can't come in to do the downloads anymore. We're running out of people.
And if anybody knows who snored first at the protest last summer, I'd like to know, because on July 4th, when those people first went to sleep there in a county courthouse, somebody must have snored, and that was heard around the world. And did Times pick this bizarreness up?
Well, that wasn't Carl. It was snoring another night.
It was 4th of July when it began, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
You weren't there, so you don't know.
I was there.
I dropped by. It was 4th of July.
You were there.
I just heard there was a protest. I was like, okay, well, I got a 4th of July.
You made
thing.
The flag and a cake, too, I think.
Yeah, I want my flag. And I want my cake. No.
Did you ever get your flag back? Did the bear get it?
No, the police got it. But the police didn't get the cake. That was
somebody gave it back to whoever went to get it.
I think the protest bear did the most time at all this thing. Robert's table got grabbed. All the protest materials, that was the major... I can't believe, okay, they're just saying First Amendment, screw them. We don't even care anymore. Because after the big box thing, where the big box thing was on TV.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I remember the box. I remember someone brought a bunch of cardboard boxes to the peace camp.
They were real comfortable inside there. They blocked that
blocked
gas
the light,
power
yeah.
light noise trip. And,
you made a little castle out of them or something.
Could put signage on the side, and then the TV people, oh, it's an image. So they came down with their cameras and, you know, covered it because it was
photogenic.
Yeah. And they started taking our stuff every day after that. Unattended property was the euphemism for we're taking everything that moves or doesn't move that won't bite us, or I don't know what their criteria was, but they took the donuts first every time. I kid you not. Sometimes people would come by with pizzas or donuts or whatever, and if there were donuts, it was like an instinct.
And then they make you clean up the mess, too.
Well, next protest, make sure there's some X-Lax in some of them donuts. And
no, that's not it.
Why? You're not intentionally doing anything.
Hey, man, I would rather eat the donut because I'm sitting there going, I'm hungry, because that's literally sometimes it's the only thing that happens all day.
Yeah, the police stole the property. A lot of it is because a lot of the homeless are got warrants for sleeping, you know, in other cities.
Dude, they got warrants for who knows what, and they're just trying to, like, survive. And you can't even get a night's rest, which induces all kinds of bad physical, psychological, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. And that's why the proper lot of property was taken, because somebody watching the property had warrants out. So the minute they busted him for his warrants, then all the other property disappeared.
What other property?
That he was watching. A lot of them will, you know, take off and I got to go to the store.
Oh,
I go
once
to the bathroom.
He's busted, then taken away.
Yeah, he's watching three or four people's property, so all that property gets scooped up.
Oh, right.
Or you have to take on the legal risk of going, yeah, that's all my stuff, and then they open it up or perform
who
a
knows
squeeze
what's
test
in it.
Or whatever. Hey, by the way, read Police Misconduct, Law and Litigation. It's a red book. It's about inch thick or 20 centimeters, whatever. And, read that before you go to a protest, and you'll know a lot more how to be, like, well prepared at a protest, because that's the book you got to read.
What's it called again?
Police Misconduct, Law and Litigation. Hmm. I don't know who the author is, but it's just search for it; it'll come up.
Okay. Now another thing is the camera. There was a lot of there was usually a camera going at peace camp. It kept the cops in line.
I think it would be really interesting to subpoena all the camera information, because I know they were taking pictures. By the way, I'd like to talk some shit. Being quoted in the paper, when they put double quotes in there, don't believe that people said whatever's in those double quotes, because I know from personal experience I've said things and they turn out in double quotes, which I assumed was a direct quote. Maybe they're in a ballpark of somewhere near what I was saying, but it's not what I was saying. So let's just set the record straight, people.
What did they say you said that you didn't say?
Well, no, what pisses me off is they keep talking shit about, first they were libel or slander, I forget which one it is, when they were talking to child molester, and then it was have to be registered as a sexual
offender.
They
retracted that,
well, they should keep walking on that road, because that particular person, I believe, was in charge of security when the police came up with zero tickets. They were rushing us, like four cop cars, eight cops, kind of crap. And
your tax dollars at work.
And that kid who, when he was a little kid, you know, old enough to have romance and his girlfriend.
He was like 14, he dated a 13-year-old or something.
Yeah, and now he has to register for that for the rest of his friggin' life, wherever he goes.
Oh, yeah.
But meanwhile, in the paper, at every opportunity, they bring shit up like that.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, they don't talk about how he sent the cops home embarrassed I'm sure they had meetings about that. How did you not get any tickets? You know, camp full of people that have been getting in trouble with these tickets because they have rushes all the time. Like, I don't know, 10 or more people that were probably sleeping. I'm not saying I'm witnessing a crime when I say they were sleeping, but rolled up and sat on their sleeping bag, which at the time was like the volleyball rule or however you want to, the game we were playing. If you rolled up your sleeping stuff so it wasn't a prepared thing and sat on it so it wasn't readily accessible, then you wouldn't get a sleeping ticket for that particular round of play. So when they were rushing us, the security people, one of them who was been libel and slandered by that piece of shit sentinel. Can I say shit on the... Anyway.
Free radio, I don't care what the fuck you say. Just can't do hate speech or rat out the collective. You can't say you're related to anyone in the studio.
So,
yeah.
So although I make fun of the Amish all the time. Blind Bear's around.
I saw poor Blind Bear today.
Robert's cool. He was at the protest. He wrote me a letter when I was in. By the way, write people letters when they're in and put money on their books. That's it feels good.
Oh, what, don't they take it away if you have fines, though?
I don't know. I never get to spend it. Cause,
did somebody put some money in your books?
A friend put some money on my books, but it only fires every Tuesday morning by 10. You have to have your paperwork done, and then it shows up Wednesday, and then you got to wait another week. So I missed the window.
Does that mean they had to go to Watsonville to do that?
You can do it at the county jail, too.
You know, I could just pass you a dollar, you know, in the fucking window.
I know
you can't pass nothing, but...
Yep.
So you had some story you were going to say?
About...
I
got a bunch of stories. Oh, so I was still talking about the cops getting zero...
Yeah.
...tickets. So, yeah, the guy that was getting libeled and slandered by that Sentinel piece of going out of business propaganda pump. Was on wake 'em up duty, and sure enough, they went home with zero tickets that night. A bunch of people were sleeping, and they charged up, and I'm sure, what do they call it? They had some special name for what they were doing, so they weren't really doing what they were doing, directed
Sweeps.
By nobody in particular, and came home with zero tickets. Zero. I don't know who those officers were, but hey, how you doing?
They didn't want to lie about it.
Yeah, a lot of them got dismissed anyways, too.
I got four misdemeanor tickets, 17 infraction tickets. I think I got three actual infraction, yeah, you did it, after a whole bunch of stress and bullshit, and then four misdemeanor, you slept on purpose as a form of protest, but we're going to make you do 6 months and like run up a $70 a day bill on that. Instead of just mm-hmm. letting me like lie somewhere, really, it's only like a.
Well, I have to make an example out of you.
By 6.5 foot, 7 foot square, where I just need to lay down for a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
Not bugging nobody. I might be snoring once in a while. I don't know, but all I'm trying to do is sleep.
Yeah, they don't care about you. They just want to stop everybody else from living that way and keep paying the rent and the mortgages and everything else that keeps their slavery machine going.
No, that's not what it's about. It's about a way to find out who are you. And then they can start messing with your stuff. Because once they got you on one thing, they're going to start stacking it up and finding out any kind of crap they can if they don't want you around. And they do in specific times. Okay, we had sweep out this for this vacation spot and sweep out that for that holiday. And they're shitting mm-hmm. all over people's lives just so the Downtown Association can run some fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, once again, it's like you take pictures of them, though, or you know, film them on video, and they change their behavior. But I've been seeing cops harassing people for doing that downtown twice now, and it's completely legal behavior.
And sometimes they mellow out, and I got to feel bad for them because they got like a really crappy job. They thought they were given like, you know, permission to have lethal force, a monopoly on it, really, and walk around and tell everybody what to do. And if they don't like you, they can like really fuck up your life if they want to. But then to be like basically treated like bellhops and janitors and
for $5,000 a month to start with a huge pension at the end, you know, after mere 30 years of service.
It's
not a bad job.
And they got serious stuff that they need to be dealing with, too. There's
no
a lot of serious
problems.
Stuff to be dealing with. And now the state's kicking down a bunch of people that were doing semi-non-serious stuff into county jails. And they're going to, like, put people in for sleeping?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it violates Jerry Brown's no nonviolent offenders.
No, I ended up going over to, well, the minimum was still crowded, but I was going to go over there once my court stuff was done. And so I would have been at the minimum stuff, but still. For sleeping? I mean, okay, if that's the way Santa Cruz wants to deal with the problem of, what, 2,000? How many people is the report come out yet?
1,500 or so.
The latest homeless report thing? Has it come out yet? It was due like in April, I thought. Well, anyway.
There were 3,000.
The county?
I could look that up.
So apparently Santa Cruz thinks that they can go, all right, well, these particular human beings we don't approve of, so we'll just, like, you know, jump all up and down on them with cops, and if they won't go away, we'll put them in jail for $70 a day.
I mean, 77. That's not working either.
Really,
what we need to do is
lives.
Just get rid of the people in power that have been there forever, and I'm talking about, you know, the city attorney, the city manager.
I say get rid of the need to have the people in power. Just start Tiananmen Square. Just start having your own government. Do it better than they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they go out of business, like the Sentinel eventually will.
Yeah, the anarchists would agree with you, but they're in trouble.
The anarchists have meetings about meetings, yeah. And anything that has meetings about meetings is... got the wrong idea. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I just bag on anarchists? Is that okay within the confines of the anarchistic radio?
You're free to challenge anyone.
Anybody is free to comment, too.
Mm-hmm. Phone lines are open. 472.
Or if you want to, you can email and I'll read it.
3772.
Email and I'll read it over the air. Got it. Email, go alohacoral at gmail.com.
Speaking of smart meters reading every little gesture of a person's life, so the NSA has admitted to wiretapping everything, emails, phone calls, faxes, anything you got.
Mm-hmm.
So when do we get to subpoena that stuff for cases? Because if they've got every recorded thing and they're good at it, right? They would have time-stamped, encrypted, signed data. So when we can, you know, open up the... pierce the veil of bureaucratic takings.
Well, you know better. I mean,
hey, they've got the data. They admitted it. If they don't have the data, they're sloppy bookkeepers, and somebody needs to investigate that.
They kill presidents. So,
yeah. Well, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Subpoena the data.
Blank.
I kind of wanted to do that with all the cameras that were on Peace Camp, because I know, besides like any public ones that were at City Hall, they probably had secret ones. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see on the tape.
The chance was during the criminal trial to do a civil case, then you have to pay for subpoenaing. It's more expensive.
Yet another example of prepare before protest. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so prepare your legal shit before the protest, especially injunction stuff, because that police misconduct law and litigation book has all the legal tests you need to pass to, you know, kind of enforce your side of the equation, your rights. And for injunctions, there's a few tests you have to meet.
Irreparable harm.
Yeah, to be able to slap an injunction on, you know, bad cops, take away their donuts. That's the way to do it. And get that paperwork done ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. So you slap it on them right then.
Because when it's going on, there's no time to do anything.
Well, like Ed, he was in jail. You know, that was funny when your court, where they were trying you and you stood up to hear the charges on the two infractions or something, and Ed stood up with you and the bailiff got a little upset, and Ed goes, well, I'm his lawyer. I'm supposed to stand up, and I have no idea what the charges are.
That's because we were both in shackles in the jury box. That's where they put you in early morning offenders. They shackle you up and drive you over there. And Ed just happened, he had filled out the green form. You're going to have to fill out green forms to do anything in jail. So he filled out the green form to be my lawyer because he's in jail and I need him there. But he happened to have a thing to appear to, so he happened to be sitting next to me. And so when he stood up, the bailiff was like, hey, sit out. Because you're not supposed to do anything. You're not supposed to like make contact with the public at all when you're sitting there in that jury box in shackles. But he was my lawyer, so he stood up.
That's funny. I was going, they didn't even know what the hearing was about. I mean, they could have easily
served him. They knew where he was.
Well, they are supposed to. They, yeah, you know,
so supposed to.
At the time, he was in either county or... I think he was in county. No, he was in Watsonville at that point, which is a meeting.
You guys were sharing a cell, I heard.
In county, yeah. Yeah, he was my cellie. Which is, you know, yeah, a trip to have your lawyer.
It's like a joke or something.
It was surreal. The whole thing was surreal.
The whole case cracks me up.
I spent a month getting good, like, well, it wasn't really sleep because I had to like keep an eye on camp, but a month over county.
Oh, sorry, we're getting a
2 months at City Hall, and then a bunch of court. Really surreal.
Hello, free radio. Oh, have a comment.
We have a caller.
Oh.
Hi, caller.
Yeah. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Santa Cruz. Hi, Coral. Hello, free radio station.
Hey, Dave.
What's going on?
Hey,
Dave?
This is Dave.
Hey,
yeah,
what's up,
it is. Oh, it's just a soggy night in Capitola. Everything's really wet. It's kind of getting cold. What's going on in the city, man? You guys getting picked up by the Santa Cruz PD? Getting sued?
I don't know. We're playing drums tomorrow, I hope.
Oh, I'll try to make it. I really will. I'll really try to get down there.
I don't know. How's your back doing, Dave?
Oh, they got me on Soma, man. My head, my back, my ass, my neck. But, hey, you know, we'll get that guy. He hit a DJ, I know.
We'll keep an eye out for any smart meter activity. There's a gang.
Oh, they called me today to put one on the house. I said, no,
don't let
I protest.
Dude, they're not running their colors. PG&E is not running their colors, but if you see them in the area, let the sheriff or the police know, because they're not supposed to be doing that.
They're not supposed to be doing that, huh, in Santa Cruz County?
Yeah, that's right. There's a county ordinance against it.
So.
Oh, man, you mean I can actually tell them to go?
Well, it's not going to be easy.
Josh Hart's going to be at the farmer's market tomorrow. Remember where you used to play drums?
I mean, like, can I threaten them with calling the police on them?
No, call the police. The police want to know,
sheriff.
I think.
To make them go, though. So I don't even have to deal with them, you know? Because you know what they said? They called me and said, oh, we're scheduling you to have an appointment to have a smart meter installed on your house. And I said, and it's not my house, but I was like, no, I don't want you to put it on my house. How's that? And they said, well, you have to come up with the billing number in order for us to do the paperwork so you cannot have one on your house. And
that's,
I'm like, you can call me on a phone and you don't know my billing number? Now,
what's
wrong with an office like that?
That's like also $270 and $20 a month not to have a smart meter.
Don't they have a computer and they're making calls and they see the account and all that, and now they're telling me, no, they don't have my number over the phone? They are liars. That's all I can say about them. They are liars. You can find them in courtrooms. You can find them in wars. You can find them in the White House. When you find them, they're whores. Liars lie. Courtroom pies. Super rights and bang on pipes. Two songs in the night for peace I fight. These wars are a lie. One day we may find all based on lies. War courtrooms, they pack in liars. War liars, they make big fires. Wars are for liars. An entire war based on liars. So, that was just a...
Get something out of your chest there.
Was that copyrighted? Do we have to, like, pay, like, NAFTA?
Just John Lennon, that's what it's by, but don't worry about that. I'm the guy who writes his song, so... It doesn't matter.
Now we have to pay who? Barry Manilow, too? Man,
I hope Paul McCartney sees me. I need some love... courtroom lawsuits. That's what I want. Love courtroom lawsuits. Lawsuits based on love. That's all we need. We don't need any more lawsuits. They're all a bunch of crap.
Hey.
Throw them out of the building.
There
we
you
just
go.
Want love courtroom lawsuits.
You could call up the PG&E and read them some poetry.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that 800 number?
And if they want, every day, you could do it every day. If they wanted to opt out, though, you could charge them $20 a month.
Sue me for a smart meter. Sue me for love. Sue me for something from way up above. You'll never get your hands on it. You can jump as far as you can. Just keep jumping. I'll watch you. I'll watch Uncle Sam. No, no. Hey, you guys, look, man. I hope you guys are having fun in there.
Oh yeah, but now we have to pay Dr. Seuss. Hold on, let me get a pencil in.
Yeah, well, Obama's a war criminal. So was Bush. You'll find him in the paper. You can find him on TV. I smashed my television last night. I got so mad I had to pee. Anyway, I hope you guys are straight, smoking a joint, having fun. And I hope the sun shines tomorrow so we can bang our drums.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
But I love you guys. And I love you, Coral.
You better take care of yourself.
Oh, and you too, you sweet little girl. Those guys don't know what they got in there. They better watch out.
You got homeless.
No, I'm talking about you. But anyway, yeah, they better watch
he's
out.
He's talking about me.
They better treat you right.
Okay, I'm going
and
to
and give you a toke every night. So, hey, you guys take it easy, man.
All right, take it easy, Dave.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
See you tomorrow at the drum circle.
Hey, peace. Ross. Above all, bye.
I hope. Bye. Our one of our fans. You too can be a fan of our show.
at what dot radio?
All you have to do is listen.
101.1 FM.
So I guess we could wrap it up here and get out of here.
And yeah, so we probably could play some kind of bumper song.
Well, you got to save the show, and it's getting
huge
now.
I sent an email.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Pick a song, Gary. See if it's on YouTube.
That's where I got it from. It's all the same song.
What's the name of it?
What's so funny?
Okay. So what's so funny? It may or may not sound good because
I know,
not sure
streaming
we can
issues.
Do the,
I know. Yeah. I heard YouTube was a problem now.
So funny. Were you able to hear music when you're incarcerated?
At county jail. The sound is loud and echoey. You're in a small space packed in with people, and the walls are all cement or steel or whatever they are, and it's just loud, man. Loud, loud, loud.
You want Elvis Costello version or you want Nick Lowe?
Search for Emily, too. I like the Emily one. You know, you probably have to add the word Emily because she's not a you know, famous person, I don't think.
Okay.
Wow, this is exciting radio.
Yeah, we're excited.
We'll cut it later. Maybe. It's too much work. Got to be too much work.
Let's see what happens with this. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Here we go.
Yeah. Got it in one.